Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Okay, during the break, Steve logged on to Paul's LTE network, and Steve is pretty impressed, as did Michael. Did you log in too?
Not yet. I was watching you.
It's amazing. Before we get into ebooks and other things, what's happening with the network coverage with LTE?
So we started with three areas, Richmond, Burnaby, and Vancouver, and we've expanded it. Basically, for a picture, you can
Ladner,
just think
say
about
Ladner, say Ladner.
Ladner's good. Ladner's good. Tawasin, North Van, West Van, basically the whole Lower Mainland all the way out to Langley, Aldergrove border, and sort of north. So.
And is BC the only – what about other major centers?
So other major centers include Ottawa, Toronto, and Montreal, and we're expanding those areas as well.
And then it'll go into every urban center. This isn't the sort of thing we're going to be able to expect in Williams Lake necessarily.
It'll take a while before we'll see it there.
Major urban centers.
Yeah. You still have HSPA. It's fully backwards compatible with that. Nothing wrong with HSPA.
Yeah, so you show up there, you can still use it as your hotspot. That's really interesting. And how long does it last on a battery charge?
I've been testing it, and 8, 9, 10 hours seems to be reasonable for it. It says 8 to 12 on the website for it, but yeah, you should be able to get a full day.
And then
out
it just
of it.
Plugs in by USB, so it plugs in.
Yeah, micro USB. You could plug it in the wall and run it off the wall, or you can plug it in. I have a car adapter for it. It just takes a standard micro USB adapter.
Okay, we've been hijacked by this thing, this new
it is magical. I have to say it's magical.
Yeah, well, I'm just watching a video on streaming. I'm using up your whole data plan.
No worries.
But it's going fast. And yeah, as you say, FaceTime. Yeah, that married with the tablets and the iPod touches and stuff like that would be just amazing. But okay, Michael.
Hi.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
Ebooks seem so slow. The speed of reading is so slow compared to the LTE network, but there's lots of news in the front.
Yeah, I mean, there's always new devices hitting the market. There's, you know, Kobo was sold to a Japanese company.
Yes, we haven't had a chance to talk. We're going to talk about it. Before we do, though, there was news on your front. You guys have been expanding the Goody Reader site. You guys have an e-commerce solution that's attached to it, and you've got a couple of new stores opening.
Yeah, so we've been running a store for about 2 years now, and because we write about e-readers all the time, we know the good ones, we know the bad ones, so our store only gets the good stuff that we write the best reviews on, because obviously we're in a position to gauge what is a good e-reader and what is a subpar one, and
yes,
Lord knows there's a lot of subpar ones out there. So, our store has been going for about 2 years. It's at www.shopereaders.com. And in the last few weeks, we just struck an agreement with Simon Fraser University and today with Vancouver Community College. So you can expect e-readers in the classroom purchasing them directly at the schools.
That's excellent. It's ironic, as I was, my daughter's just home for Christmas, and we were having the conversation saying, do you want an e-reader for Christmas? And she went, no. And then she started thinking about it. She goes, well, some of our books are now available by e-reader and online. And I said, well, you can read those on the e-reader. And she goes, well, maybe. So she's thinking about it. So we'll see after this show. Maybe she might have changed her mind a little bit more that she might want an e-reader. So do you have an e-book, Paul? You've got a Sony, don't you?
Well, I actually use my iPad.
You use your iPad?
For reading, yeah.
See, it sucks as an e-reader.
It's a little bit big, but I just got a BlackBerry Playbook, so we're playing around with that a little bit. And with the Android sort of thing coming up with 2.0, it looks very interesting for e-reading. So I had a demo of that. So I might be down that path because it's a little smaller, a little more convenient, right?
I was just back on a business trip. You're right. I was just back on a business trip, and I hadn't flown for a couple of months. And in the last 2 months, the explosion of e-books and tablets, for that matter, on the airplane and in the airport was staggering.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Just from where I sat on the flight, and it was a long flight. It was 5 hours. I could see, I think, 7 people within my vision that had tablets in and out of their bag, or one gentleman reading the entire flight on a, I believe it was on a BlackBerry. He looked the least comfortable of everybody else. But I was working on my iPad for the whole flight. I had a keyboard attached to my iPad, and I was working for a good part of the flight. And there was just tablets and e-book readers all over the place.
2011, it's really exploded, and part of it is just because the cost. Everything has just come down so much because of the accelerated competition. You know, every month there's a new device coming out, and it's hard to, if you're a new company, it's hard to compare against Amazon with the price, or with these $200 tablets now, like the Kobo Vox.
Yes.
It's really hard to market that for $300, and people accept it. prices but, are coming down, more down, people are buying them.
And they're jumping on them. And even RIM is starting to see sales of them.
Well, they had that $199 deal for the 16 gigabyte BlackBerry Playbook, which, you know, they never had a lineup on day one, but they had a lineup when they put it on for $199.
Yeah, to ask HP about putting tablets on for $99 and see where it goes, which they might not be that far from. So in the ebook news, Michael, what's the most exciting last few stories of, like, leading into Christmas? Who's gonna be the winner come Christmas?
I think Amazon will be.
Yeah.
And the reason of that is they just released the Amazon Touch, which is the first touchscreen e-ink based reader, and you get a lot of power. This is the 3G version that you have in your hands now, and it's free, so you don't actually have to pay any monthly data plans or anything like that. Works totally everywhere in Canada. It's a solid device.
So up until I think Amazon, because they've got several products out, there's a little bit of confusion in the marketplace, and I'm saying that because there's a little bit of confusion to Steve.
Yeah.
So I'm having trouble reconciling what's happening with the Kindle
Touch
and the Kindle Fire.
Kindle Fire is, you can think of it as an Android tablet, so you get that full color experience, touchscreen. So if you've ever seen an iPad or any of those other devices, it's much akin to that experience, but in a 7-inch shell.
Yeah, understand that. I get that, and it's the like the Kobo Vox, it's direct competition for that. What I don't understand is services. And you're saying that the Kindle Touch has all of the services in Canada that does in the States, but the Kindle Fire doesn't. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, the Kindle Fire for Canadians is not really relevant at this time just because you can't take advantage of downloading apps from the App Store. You can't download videos, music. You can only buy books, newspapers, and magazines. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the Kindle Touch, anything that's available in the store, from books to newspapers, everything is you can get.
Okay. Why?
It's you know, international licensing and publisher agreements, you know.
But it's the same data. You're saying that some of the data that I can get on the Kindle Touch, I can't get on the Fire?
No.
Why?
Because they only market the Fire to American-based customers at this point. Like, if you go to Amazon.ca, you can't order the Kindle Fire.
Okay.
What are you going to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like, you know, you strike agreements with publishers for certain regions or certain countries, and if you want to go outside of that, instead of dealing with HarperCollins USA, you got to deal with HarperCollins Canada.
And which sounds like Netflix, same problem, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Same reason Apple, we had the long wait to get iTunes in Canada as far as getting TV shows, and then we paid a different price and all that sort of stuff. And we still don't get a lot of the streaming music services in Canada.
Like
Spotify, you know? Exactly, and Pandora. So that story is tried and true. Okay, so the Kindle Touch is just out. What's the price point on the Kindle Touch?
You can get it as low as about $99 for the Special Offers Edition.
Now, the Special Offers Edition means that you carry advertising on the screen?
Yeah, they subsidize the cost of the hardware in order to serve you ads. And they're very unobtrusive. They're on the home screen and on a screen saver, so when it's in standby mode for a few hours.
Yeah, I've got ads for steaks right now.
Yeah.
Omaha Steaks running on this one. So is that the way you'd go? Would you get the ad-enhanced version? And how much is the version with no ads?
Yeah, about $159.
So $59, half price, or a third off if you buy the. I'm taking ads. I'm comfortable. I like ads, especially when it's a yummy steak.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
So now, why is this your choice? Why is this gonna win?
Well, I just think because they have all sorts of different price points. They have the Wi-Fi, the 3G, and then they have the special offers version of each one, which lowers the cost by about $25. So they have four different versions of it, depending on how much money you feel comfortable spending on an e-reader. And I think more companies can take a cue from that, because most companies, Kobo Touch, for instance, one model only.
You can get different colors, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas with this,
one color.
Yeah, one color, but it's very flexible with your budget. Yeah.
Now, it doesn't feel as nice as the Kobo. I got to say, I love the plastic that Kobo uses.
The quilted back, yeah.
Yeah, I like the feeling of the Kobo, but in the Kobo, we know it's sold in a lot of major retailers now in Canada. It's, of course, available chapters and online at Indigo. Where's the Kindle Touch being marketed in Canada?
Only through our web store.
So if it has a great Christmas, you have a great Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing with Canada. We almost get short end of the stick with a lot of technology, with tablets, with e-readers, with all, you know, we were talking about Spotify. I mean, we just get the short end of the stick a lot of the times with technology hitting here. It's, you know, like fashion. In Europe, it always hits there first, then eventually it comes to North America. It's the same sort of thing. You know, if ever we get it, it's, you know, months and months after its initial release.
Now, some of the other Kindles went into Walmart. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
They have? So is that something that we expect somewhere down the line?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all about, can Walmart coerce Amazon to getting a really sweet deal?
Yeah.
That's really what it comes to.
Well, it's good to know that it's available now through you guys. I do like it. It's
A nice size e-reader.
Yeah, it's, you know, very thin, very pocket friendly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm handing it over to Paul.
I like the size of that.
Oh, this is the thing that people that read on the Galaxy, or people that read on the iPad, or even on the BlackBerry PlayBook. I don't find them near as comfortable as the Kobo Touch or the Kindle Touch. That's my preferred platform for reading. Is that, what is it, 7 ounces in that range? Am I right?
It weighs next to nothing. Yeah. You could hold it in one hand for hours and not feel any strain.
Whereas with the iPad, you always want to rest it on something. Yeah. And now, fortunately, I've got a belly that's perfect size for resting, but it's not, you know, you still just...
So you shift position once in a while, right?
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk more e-readers. We'll talk more mobility. I'm Steve Dotto. We got Paul DeMera. We got Michael Kozlowski. And this is Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.